Are you sitting comfortably?
In these studio chairs?
Then I'll begin. Once upon a time, there was a wise old Easter bunny.
Hippity hoppity, Easter bunnies.
That bunny sounds familiar.
Just listen.
Sorry.
And the wise old bunny went around the Cambridge Breakfast Garden, leaving Easter eggs for all of our listeners.
All of them?
And our listeners heard the clues, and one lucky winner gets a special prize.
And when is this happening?
All this week on Cambridge Breakfast, weekdays from 7.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And Lucy, does everyone live happily ever after?
Of course they do.
We've got our guests in the studio, Lara and Max. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. A bit of an early start, so thank you very much for coming in to chat to us. Now, you're here to talk about this scheme, this project, which is analysing bacteria in the River Cam. Why? Not why are you here, but why is there a need to analyse the bacteria?
Well, I guess it's fair to say that anyone living in Cambridge and who knows the river knows that there's sort of a dichotomy amongst our citizens, that some people think this river is clean enough to have a swim every now and then. People do row there regularly. People, you know, catch fish further downstream. But then there's others that say, oh, it's really dirty. We will catch infections as soon as we drop.
Yeah, I'm in that group of people.
Yeah, let's say you're not just amongst few, but actually a lot of people think that way. And for us, as biologists, say general biologists, that was always an interesting question. Lara rows a lot. I tend to have a swim.
I have a lot of rowing colleagues who got infections, actually. You know, when you row, you get open hands and then you get in touch with the water, so you get some sort of wound infections. So we definitely know there is probably something in the cam, but we don't know how dangerous it is and we don't really know what is there.
So how much research have you done? Where are you up to in your research at the moment?
Let's say we've started this about 1.5 years ago. And as of now, it's still a hobby project. We have other main PhD sort of guidelines that we're following. So it's something that we do every now and then on a Sunday. We've collected a lot of data essentially over the last year, which means on three different occasions throughout the year, we went to take water samples at about 9 different locations between Grantchester and Fenditton. Mm-hmm. And currently we're analyzing all the DNA data that we've generated with this lovely little machine that's lying in front of us.
Yes, that's cute. I can't believe that does all of that.
Yeah, it's a technological masterpiece. It's called the MinION. It's the latest DNA sequencing technology. Hmm. And it virtually fits into a hand. Mm-hmm. You can connect it to your laptop and analyze the DNA data in real time.
Yeah, so for those who can't see us right now, perhaps it's a little bit like a large USB stick. So what we actually did is we collected water samples along the cam, as Max said, and then we would extract all the bacterial DNA that we would find in there. And then you can just load this DNA on this small USB stick. You can basically do that at home if you want.
Wow.
And like just attach it to your laptop and then it will sequence. And on your laptop, you will see the DNA sequences coming through. And these DNA sequences we can then use to classify bacteria. And this is what we are doing at the moment. So we don't want to tell you any results yet.
No, I was about to say that. Can you give us broad conclusions? Should we still be swimming in it?
Yeah, have you found anything extremely scary in there yet? Or
we feared that the swimming question would come up. Yes. I'm afraid we can't really answer it yet, I would say, because we have some conclusions, but we firstly would like to write it up as a scientific publication and really be sure about it, what we see, perhaps also talk to environmentalists, to doctors, medical doctors, before saying anything. But we think that altogether it looks quite good in terms of that we find a lot of freshwater bacteria that should be typical for water pieces like that.
Yeah, so we're going to be bacteria in the river. We know that. I suppose it's just how dangerous they are, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we're not medics. That we can say we're more coming from this DNA sequencing world in which we like to use that kind of technology in our daily lives and projects. So for us, it's a whole new area, analyzing lots of different types of bacteria at once. So I guess a fascinating aspect that definitely has come out of it is seeing how diverse the microbes are in this river.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can definitely say that there are hundreds of different types at different quantities, in different spots at different times. So it's a whole universe in this little river in here. I mean, it only makes your imagination go crazy.
Is that quite surprising to you to see how many types of different bacteria is in this little river of ours?
I'm not sure if surprise is the right word, but it definitely, you know, like, gets the child out in me again. this is just a bit of water, right?
Yeah.
You see it as a continuous, steady flow, and actually in there is a whole universe on its own.
Yeah, I also found it surprising how the bacteria can change just by changing their location, right? Mm. Like, just by being upstream in Grantchester Meadows, it looks different in the city and then downstream again. So it's highly impacted by what comes in from outside, you know? Mm. It can be from humans, can be from all the cows that live in Cambridge, right? And then it also changes across that the three time points where we sample. So we sampled in April, June and August. So we will know as well, you know, perhaps we can come back at some point and be like, yeah, you are safe swimming in Grantchester Meadows in August, you know. But, you know, so this is sort of what we would like to tell the Cambridge people, but we don't know yet.
Okay. So are the specific bacteria to Cambridge?
Oh, that would be lovely if we found.
Yeah, can we name one? Can we claim one?
Campylobacter.
I'm guessing from that laughter, maybe not.
Well, the truth is actually, if we're honest, we compare the DNA sequences to known bacteria. So currently, we don't enable ourselves to find completely new ones.
Right.
But that would be a new project on
its own. Yeah, you can have that for free, Max. Yeah, that's an idea for your latest project.
If you give me the time, I'm happy to go into that. Yes.
So you're doing this, as you say, with a view to publishing in a publication, what, The Lancet or something like that?
So we will firstly write a scientific publication about it and make it like openly accessible for everyone. But we will also write our results down like for access to the open public. And we will definitely put that up on our PanSeq homepage. That's panseq.co.uk. And we are also very active on Twitter, where at PanSeq, where we will spread like all the results, like in a you know, understandable way, like without all the p-values and statistical analysis. So
thanks.
Please stay tuned. Yeah. I thought that no one would be interested in that, especially not at 8 a.m. in the morning.
And so you've been doing this in your spare time. What do you do in the rest of your time? What's your day job, as it were?
So my main job is I'm a cancer researcher. I work at the Cambridge Veterinary School on very weird cancer models of Tasmanian devils.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with bacteria.
Wow.
So to say.
What, on Tasmanian devils?
Yes, it's a quite curious coincidence. I'm German, my boss is Australian, and due to very fortunate circumstances, we've met here in Cambridge. And
amazing.
Gotten into this project a couple of years ago, which has a lot to do with DNA technology, and that's how I slipped into this study that we're doing together.
Mm. What about you, Laura?
So I'm also in cancer research, in cancer genomics specifically, so also working with DNA normally. I'm doing my PhD at the European Bioinformatics Institute that is down south in Hingston. But I mainly work on human cancer. So we look at all sorts of different human cancers and look how they are similar and different in terms of their DNA.
And are you German as well?
Yes, you probably heard it.
You enjoying your time in Cambridge, both of you?
Totally, yes.
Yes, a lot, yeah.
We've both been here for 4 years now.
Yeah.
So I think, unfortunately...
Yes, we're locals, really.
Yeah, we've had enough time to row, swim and punt.
Yeah.
It feels like, you know, we're both towards the end of our PhDs, pretty much, and friends are starting to leave. So I already start getting a bit nostalgic about the student time starting to come to an end. But these kind of projects keep you alive and show you how awesome it is like the.
Yeah, it has also shown that I think you need a place like Cambridge that is very open in terms of research. Yeah. Like we got a lot of support from our institutes, from the university, from different funding agencies, from our colleges, specifically for me from Wolfson College, where our communication officer helped us a lot with in producing a video about PanSeq that you can also watch on our homepage. So, you know, you really need a place like that to be able to do a project like that next to your PhD. So yeah, I think just at a normal other place that that would have been very difficult in terms of funding and in terms of other support.
So what's your time frame for publishing the results? When can we expect to hear something?
Well, we hope that by the summer.
By the summer.
It'll all be there.
We'll have to set up an alert, actually.
Yes.
When you release on Twitter, are we safe to continue swimming in the cam? We'll need to like do breaking news.
If you want to give an exclusive interview, we will be there.
A couple of years ago, they had to close the river during the triathlon.
I heard they were going to do that, and then they decided that was probably not a safe idea because of the possibility of everyone just swallowing too much water, or...
Yeah, so there was some evidence of Wiles disease at that point, which we haven't found yet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why they closed it down. Yeah, but yeah, we would be super happy to come back and tell you some more.
We'll do that.
We actually know something.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much. So the website, if people want more information, you PanSeq, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, panseq.co.uk.
And that's PUNTSEQ.
Yes, exactly. So that's actually the name of our project. We haven't said that yet. That comes from that lots of sequencing approaches are called like DNA-seq, RNA-seq, and so on in our field of research. And PANT comes from, for sure, from the punting that is very typical of Cambridge, we thought. So this is why it's called PanSeq.
Yeah. Oh, well, lovely to talk to you. So if people see two people by the side of the river dipping what looks like a mouth organ into the river.
It's just another day in Cambridge.
Yeah. Max and Lara, thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.